From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Sunni-Shia tensions remain high. Saudi allies Bahrain and Sudan Monday joined Riyadh in cutting diplomatic ties with Iran following an attack that damaged the Saudi embassy in Tehran, part of the international firestorm that resulted from the Saudi execution of 47 people Saturday, including a well-known Shia cleric. There were further anti-Saudi protests across the Arab world Monday, including in Iraq. At the White House Monday, spokesman Josh Earnest called for a de-escalation of tensions, saying they could undermine the nascent Syrian peace process.
One reason that we are hopeful that it won't is that it is so clearly in the interests of both countries to advance a political solution to the situation inside of Syria.
The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of the Saudi execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, a move defended Monday by Saudi Foreign Minister Adir al-Jubeir.
The Iranians and their allies have been pushing and promoting terrorism and recruiting people, inciting, providing weapons and explosives to people, and Nimr al-Nimr was one of them.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Sunday Saudi Arabia will face divine vengeance for its execution of al-Nimr. Unidentified assailants fired three shells toward the center of Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, Monday, 2 days before peace talks between the government and opposition are set to start in Tanzania. At least three people were wounded. Over the weekend, at least three were killed. One witness says one was murdered by a policeman. Police say that he was a criminal fleeing arrest. Bujumbura saw dozens of shootings and bombings during the last year amid protests against President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term. This is VOA.